Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, those of you who are with us in person, and all of you who are joining us online. As you can see with the red around us and those of you who are wearing red, today is Pentecost Sunday. It's the 50th day after Easter, the final day of Eastertide. It's one of six of the highest and holiest days in the church calendar. Another of those high and holy days will be next Sunday as we celebrate the Holy Trinity. And so next Sunday will be white, but then we go into green season, ordinary time. And we have some really fun things planned this summer. Like our Sunday school class, looking at the Bible and how it came together and how we read it is going to continue in the fellowship hall at 9:15 on Sundays. Next Sunday, the confirmands and I head to confirmation camp at Camp Agape. As you all know, camp is one of my favorite weeks of the whole year, if not my favorite week. And so keep in mind that next week I will be out of town, but I will be available via phone. And then at the end of the month, we have our VBS day on Saturday the 28th. VBS worship will be the next day, Sunday the 29th. And also that day is the 4th of July picnic that's hosted by the Fellowship Committee. So just keep those things in mind and have them on your calendar. I will not be greeting you at the red doors after worship because today we have council after worship and I'll be heading to that. But if you need anything, just reach out to me via text or phone this week. We have worship and music committee on Tuesday at 2:15. And if you are wondering, in the prayers of intercession, that last petition where we give thanks for those who have died, LaVon Bartholomew's name is listed. Pastor Craig Bartholomew was an interim many years ago, and LaVon is his wife, and she died this week. And so we give thanks for her life and her witness in the church. We have a few birthdays this week. Todd Kepley, Brandon Conrad, Anna Lohr, Norris Feeney, and Dottie Curry. Celebrating their anniversary, Jennifer and Joe Davis, and remembering her baptism, Jan Watkins. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And a couple of updates on folks. I got to spend some time with Eddie Heitman this week, and although he is still sore, he is doing miraculously well. I could not be more grateful that 2 weeks after such a horrific accident, that he is up and about and is doing well. And Dottie Curry had a surgery this week to help heal up the wound under her arm where she had the cancer removed, and she gets to come home today. But I also got to spend some time with her, and she is so overwhelmed with all the love that we have sent her in those cards. She told me about some of the cards. She loved the ones that the children made at Children's Church. And she asked me to tell you that from the bottom of her heart, she is so thankful. And she loves you, and she misses you. And she said, I'm gonna get my old Dottie self back one more time, and I'm gonna be back in that church. So when that day comes, we will celebrate and give thanks. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. Stand as you are able. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the one who was, and who is to come. Amen. Baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, and called to live the baptized life, let us give thanks for the gifts of baptism. Holy God, we give you thanks for the waters of baptism, water that make a people your own, that restore to wholeness and empower to be witnesses in your name. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that strengthen believers and give new life to beloved servants of your church, waters that extend your boundless love and cross barriers of our own making. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. We give you thanks for the waters of baptism, waters that open the hearts of believers and give a voice in the night to those in captivity, waters that set your people on a new path, rejoicing in the Spirit's power. Baptized into you, O living one, make us one as you are one. Grant us grace, love, and life, O living one, that our every day is shaped by these waters. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the crucified and risen one. Amen.
Thank you.
put your arm out like this. Say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the peoples of earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Maddie. I love your sunglasses. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Trevor. Good morning. Well, today is a special day in the church. It's 50 days after Easter Sunday, and today is a day we call Pentecost. On Pentecost, we remember and celebrate that God poured out God's Spirit on all people. Not just some people, not just a few people, but all people. And you all have the Holy Spirit too. Jesus gave you the Holy Spirit in your baptism. And so Sawyer has the Holy Spirit, Trevor has the Holy Spirit, Kate has the Holy Spirit, Maddie has the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, Jesus promised that he would send it to us, but the Holy Spirit for us helps us to remember that Jesus promised to never leave us. And so the Holy Spirit is the fulfillment of that promise, that no matter where we go or what we do, Jesus is always with us, always loving us. And so when you come up for communion, you can always dip your finger in that water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead. And you can remember that you are baptized and that you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. And Kate has been playing with my cross, so I'll tell you something special about this cross. This cross was made in a country in Africa called Tanzania. And I'm wearing it today because God poured out God's Spirit on all people. Not just here in Lexington, and not just in North Carolina, and not just in the United States, but all over the world. And so that's why I'm wearing this special cross today. Will you all pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church. Thank you for the Holy Spirit,
who reminds us
that you are always with us, Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. All right, you all get to go to Children's Church with Tina today and practice the holly bells, because next Sunday they are going to offer the offertory for us.
The Old Testament is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us and build ourselves a city, and a tower with its top in the heavens, and they let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, there are one people, and they have all one language." And the Lord said, "This is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. The word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. The New Testament lesson is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in their own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, I don't know how to pronounce that one, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. I don't know how to pronounce that again. Sorry. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of the Lord according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. In fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I just want to say that before we put the bulletin together and I looked at the texts for today, Calvin was already assigned assisting minister. And when I realized he was going to have to say all of those hard words and hard names, I felt bad, but I knew that he would rise to the challenge, and he did. Sure, let's give Calvin a hand. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I recently got to spend some time with a very dear friend of mine, and one of the things that we talked about was how even in the midst of grief, deep grief, we can also experience joy. Somehow we can experience two things that are seemingly opposite. These two things that seem to contradict one another can be true at the very same time. Now we know this as Lutherans to be true in other ways. We are fully saint and fully sinner. Right? We believe Scripture to be both law and gospel. We live in the already and in the not yet. Today on Pentecost Sunday, we're going to think about something else that seems to be a contradiction, that God's desire for humanity is unity in diversity. How do we think about and understand that we are called to be united in Christ while simultaneously being incredibly diverse within the body of Christ? Well, today the lectionary pairs two stories together to help us do just that. At first glance, they don't really seem to go together. The story of the Tower of Babel and the Pentecost story in Acts. But let's look a little bit deeper. How many of us, when we were taught the story of the Tower of Babel, were told that God created many languages and dispersed the people throughout the earth as a punishment for what they were doing? Right? I think that's fairly common. Well, if we look a little bit closer, I don't think that's what's happening in this story at all. What was happening is that they were all speaking in one language, and they were all together in one place, and that isn't what God had desired or intended for humanity. If we go back a little bit further in Genesis, God told the humans to be fruitful and multiply and fill the whole earth. But in the Tower of Babel story, we read that they were all together in one place and they were all speaking the same language. And the reason they were building that tower is so they wouldn't be scattered throughout the earth. And God said, no. Sameness is not what I desire for humanity. It's not what I intended. Sameness is not my will for humanity. And then God gave them many languages and scattered them all throughout the earth. And something really beautiful and remarkable happened when God scattered the humans throughout the earth. Different cultures were created. Think about it. If you live in a colder climate, your clothing is going to look different than if you were scattered into a warmer climate. You're going to need warmer clothing made from different materials. You're going to need layers. And the resources that you make clothing with will be different in a colder climate than you would find in a warmer climate. When you go to different places of the earth and you're eating from the earth, the foods, plants, animals, spices, flavors, all of those things that you find in one area are going to be different than what you find in another. And so different foods developed in different places. Different languages, different clothing, different foods. Even different music was created by scattering people throughout the earth, because the instruments that they made were created with the resources that they had available to them. And so what's happening in Genesis 11 is that God is saying, I told you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and you haven't done that. You've stayed in one place because you want to stay there even longer together. God didn't want humanity to stay the same, and so God created multiple languages and multiple cultures by spreading people all throughout the earth. God created diversity. God created these differences because diversity in God's eyes is beautiful, and God calls it good, because this is what God intended for humanity. And then we come to the story in Acts, where the Spirit comes with the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and there's something like tongues of fire that rest upon the people as they are filled with God's Spirit. The text tells us that there are people in Jerusalem from all different places, from different cultures, with different languages. And on that day of Pentecost, all of those different people were able to hear the good news of Christ in their own language. You see, when the Holy Spirit came, God didn't undo the giving of multiple languages by causing everybody to speak the same language as the disciples and apostles. God didn't cause all the people to understand the disciples' native language. God made it possible so that everyone could understand the good news in their native language. God is again blessing difference and diversity, and is showing us that in diversity there is great, great beauty. And God didn't just create and desire difference and diversity for humans, right? Think about the beautiful diversity of all of creation. And God called all of that diversity good. However, because of our sinfulness and our brokenness as humans, we forgot, and we keep forgetting, that difference and diversity is good. And that is what God desires. In our sinfulness, over and over and over again, we keep wanting to go back to Babel, where we are all the same and we all speak the same language. Over and over again, we try to recreate a Babel place where we want, maybe even more than that, where we expect other people to look like us, to speak our same language, and to be the same as us. What happens, and we heartbreakingly see this in our own culture, is that we begin to think that our part of diversity, that our way of being or existing, that our color of skin or our clothes or our culture is better than any other. This happens all over the world, but because we're Americans, we can see it specifically in our American culture. We have a long, long history of racism in the United States. And as ELCA Lutherans, we believe that any form of racism is a sin. And yet we take part in it every day when we think that we are better or that we are superior because of our skin color or the language that we speak or the clothes that we wear or the foods that we eat or where we live. In our sinfulness, we have created barriers of our own making. Barriers that do not exist in God's desire or will for humankind. And what does God do? Brothers and sisters, God destroys those barriers, those boundaries of our own making, when God pours out the Holy Spirit upon all people, regardless of who they are, or what language they speak, or their gender, or where they're from, or how old they are, etc., etc., etc. And in doing so, the Holy Spirit unites all of us into one in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is only the body of Christ when we have different languages, when we have different cultures, when we have differences of all kinds, because the image of God is so vast and so expansive that it requires all of humanity to make up that image of God. God desires oneness, not sameness. They're very, very different things. God desires oneness. God desires unity in diversity. And by the power of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of God's boundless and boundaryless love, we are freed from the sin of thinking of others as less than us. And we are freed from the sin of thinking of ourselves as better than others. We are freed from that sin so that we can recognize that every single human being is created in the image of God. We are freed from that sin so that the Holy Spirit we can recognize that the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all peoples, regardless of any kind of differences. We are freed from the sin so that we can live out God's will of unity in diversity. We are freed from the sin of thinking of ourselves as better than others, so that we, like God, can call diversity good. We are also freed from the desire to go back to the ways of Babel. And we are freed from the temptation to recreate the ways of Babel by desiring that all people look the same and speak the same language and are part of the same culture. There is so much division in our country and our world right now. And the truth is that we are trained to see others as different, and to see different as bad, and to judge what is different, and to fear what is different. But the good news is that in God's love, different is beautiful, and God's desire for humanity is diversity. And God calls it good. Let us pray. Holy God, just as your Spirit came upon all people like a rushing wind on the day of Pentecost, pour upon us and the whole church the rushing wind of your Spirit now. Just as fire rested on the heads of those filled with your Spirit that day, may your Spirit be like a purifying fire, searing the sin of our desire for sameness and our resistance to diversity from our hearts and our minds. Stir up our courage and rouse us to not think of ourselves as better than others, but to help bring about more fully your intention for humanity, unity in diversity. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us now confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge and glory the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God of resurrection and new life, we come before you in prayer for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church. Continue to inspire our sharing of the gospel and equip us to tear down the barriers we have erected. Make our welcome expansive and intentional to all people. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for creation. Allow fire to burn safely in habitats where it's needed and quench flames when they threaten to run wild. Protect forests, prairies, and grasslands from destruction by natural forces or human misdeeds. Safeguard firefighters and rescuers in their dangerous work. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for courts and legislatures. Write your commandments on our hearts and inspire all who govern to lead with love over retribution. Unite judges, lawyers, and systems of justice in his desire for reconciliation. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for the sick in body, mind, or spirit, especially Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Janine, Rosla, Eddie, Pam, Bob, Dottie, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lift up all who have been bowed low by circumstances or eternal strife. Bring to the wholeness those who cry out to you in need. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for this congregation. Raise up in us a deep desire to live out our baptismal promises and to support those of all ages in our shared journey of faith. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We offer thanks for the faithful departed who now rest in you, especially Levon Bartholomew. Let their lives encourage our own daily living. Console us with the promise of eternal life. Hear us, O God.
We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting that you are always with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Fear. touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's green heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Let us now pray together. Risen One, you have gathered us around your table of grace. Along with these gifts we bring, come among us again, breathe your life into us, and enliven us with this meal, that we may live as your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out fire, the fire of your Spirit, uniting into one body people of every nation and every tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim. We praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. Come and eat at God's table. Blessing.
Okay, ready? Ready?
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together.
Living One, in this feast you have made yourself known to us. Send us now to tell of your wonders. Sing of your glory, and proclaim your risen life to a wounded and weary world. Amen. Triune God, who was, who is, and who is to come, sovereign, Savior, and Spirit, light your way with resurrection dawn, now and always. Amen.
Let us now recite our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you.
peace, sharing the good news on radio.